moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times I feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I say a few people made a believer out of me.
We send him out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Tell his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devils cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name's Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program. Have you ever wondered why, when you first got born again, everything was so exciting, the presence of the Lord was around you all the time, things just seemed to fall into place, and then after a while, things seemed to move into structure? We're going to find more about that subject in just a moment. Welcome to Insights. We have our good friend with us, Fasil Malik. It's so good to have you on the program with us again. And the subject that we are going to be talking about today is very exciting to me. Substance versus structure. Yes. Because, Fasil, everywhere I go, I hear the same thing. People who really love God and who have been really touched by God in days gone by are feeling dry today.
That's right.
It's like they need personal revival.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, when we start out, like I remember when I was a brand new Christian, oh my gosh, the whole atmosphere was charged with the presence of the Lord, even though I might not have understood what exactly was going on at the time. But I knew the Lord was with me, and everything kind of flowed out of that by grace. But then, over the years, things get kind of like a little bit dull on that. Today, as I was preparing for this program, I was thinking about Matthew 17. Jesus had invited Peter, James, and John up to the mountain, and when they got up there, they had this glory experience with the great cloud of witnesses, and there was all kinds of interaction going on, and Peter got a little bit enthusiastic in the midst of this experience, and so they've got substance. The substance of glory, the substance of the presence of the Lord, the substance of Jesus in his, you know, in such a glorious state. So they've got the substance, but Peter pipes up in the midst of it and he says, oh, it's good that we're here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to build three tabernacles. I'm going to build some structure. I'll build one for you, Jesus. I'll build one for Moses. Mm-hmm. I'll build one for Elijah, because this is so good, we should put some structure around it. Now, what happened was the glory of God came on Peter and brought him to his face. And the fear of the Lord touched him. And then Jesus came and touched him on the shoulder. When he looked up, he saw only Jesus.
Yes.
No more structure ideas. Yeah. Those were all out of there.
It's amazing how God interrupted him. You know, he spoke, and Peter was familiar with structure because that's all he knew.
Right.
Because the law and the structure. And because he was thinking of Moses at that time.
Right.
That when God appeared to him in glory, they had a structure.
Right.
So he was living under old blueprint. But he didn't know that God was about to change structure. So it's amazing how in the midst of structure, when he experienced glory, he thought structure comes first. But the truth is, substance comes first. Because the unseen existed before the seen.
Wow.
Substance made all that we see.
Now, you know, religious spirit, we talk, you know, we hear a lot about, oh, the religious spirit, or that person's got a religious spirit, or this one's got one. The religious spirit is basically when the carnal flesh of man wants to take control and rule.
That's right.
And that's the part of us that loves to build these structures. And we all have that tendency. You know, it's
that's
not
right.
just for a few. We all have the
that's
tendency.
Right. Yeah.
In fact, every religion in the whole face of the earth is based on a structure mentality.
That's right.
Now, you are from a Muslim background, and so you were raised in structure.
Yeah.
But then something happened to you.
Well, I knew structure, and you know, it was good intentions. I honored Jesus as a prophet. Obviously, as a Muslim, I could never believe he was a son of God. But while I was in the marketplace, while I was in business, I was trying to win Christians in particular to Islam, and I thought North America was a major mission field for Islam.
So you were a missionary on behalf of the Muslims to North America to win them all over.
But in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any official title per se. But what happened was, you know, is that I encountered the substance of heaven. And when I came in contact with Jesus and I came into a revelation of the Father, when I tasted of that substance, the weight of the substance caused my structure to crumble. And the very understanding of structure I had all my life just broke. And I didn't understand what was happening, but all I know is when I came in contact with Him, a new life began in me. I became a new creation, the Bible says, you know, and something changed in me, and I began to drink of living water that I'd never drank before.
Let's talk about the substance. You know, you mentioned the substance touched you. What exactly was that? Was it like the revelation of Jesus that you would call substance, or His presence, or the reality, or what would you describe the substance to be?
The substance is the reality of God Himself. Every expression of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, the glory is the substance of God. Wow. You know, He's the Spirit of glory. So all that heaven is substance. And it's reality. It's what changes you or causes you to be a reflection of substance. You know, substance gives birth to substance. The way you know you're in touch with substance is when you taste substance, you become a living expression of that substance.
Yes.
You know, the Bible says we're living epistles, right, of all men.
I remember the night that I got born again, and it's similar, like, to what you've just said, is that, you know, I had a different background, of course, and I was all messed up there. But when the presence of the Lord came that night, it was like liquid love filled my heart, substance.
Yes.
And I felt so forgiven. And all the shame, all the guilt just went. And I was so touched. I was so grateful, because you can't even describe it. When you're touched by the Lord, you can't even really describe it. There's not words to describe it, but it's real. It's like what you said, it's a reality.
It's a reality. And really, when it touches you, it changes you. It makes you more like the substance, like the source, you know, and we become an expression. And I tasted, Patricia, of that substance. And I didn't tell anybody right away, but I knew something happened to me.
Right.
And then the fruit of that substance was, everywhere I went, substance was shared. Substance was imparted. People that said, I heard words like this before, like I've heard these things before, but to you I believe it's real. Mm-hmm. And because it's real to you, can I know this Jesus?
You were sharing with us just a number of days ago. You said when you first got born again, all you knew was one thing, and that was Jesus is the Son of God.
Right.
Jesus is the
That's
Son
right.
of God. And everywhere you went, you said, Jesus is
That's
the
right.
Son of God. If anyone asks you a question, Jesus is the Son of God. But you know, when the substance of that revelation flows from a person who really knows that they know that they know that, it has this influence on a person's heart that no matter what question they ask, that substance is going to be the
That's
answer.
Right. Yeah. See, when structure asks the questions and substance answers, structure is quiet. Because structure cannot respond to substance. It doesn't know how to act in that realm. But substance operates in a realm altogether different. And no structure can contain substance. Now, structure is meant to support substance, not contain it.
Wow.
And so a lot of times what we've done is we've allowed structure to contain. And so when I came to Christ and I started to learn about Jesus, I by mistake led people to the Lord. I didn't know that that was an unusual thing in churchianity per se.
I know, I had the same thing.
So you had the
happen.
Same experience. And my pastor, my first pastor, what a blessed man, what he did was he never told me that what I was doing was unusual. So I thought everybody in the church was leading 12 to 1,500 people to Jesus after they come to Christ, and it was just a normal thing, and I didn't know that.
How did you lead 12 to 1,300 people to the Lord?
Everyday living, Patricia. Everyday living. Like, I was in business, and people, I would wait for them to ask me a question, you know, and when they asked me a question, I would answer. And you know what? I didn't have the answer up here. Because I wasn't trained yet. I wasn't educated enough yet. See, it was just like the Holy Spirit. I trusted the Holy Spirit. I said, He knows the answer. He wants them to know Jesus more than I do. And I would love them unconditionally whether they wanted to come to Christ or not. I would not change. The love would not change. We wouldn't judge them. It's like you.
That's
you don't
really
judge
important.
People. I've seen you right there in the restaurant starting to talk to people and minister to them. You don't judge them. There's that love in that the people know that they're loved unconditionally. When they see
that's
that response.
That's a real substance, isn't it?
That substance.
God is love. So day by day, you just led people to the Lord wherever you were. It just flowed out of you like a river. You hadn't had any evangelism training, nothing like that. It was the substance, the reality of God's presence in you. When it flowed out of you, it created substance. Wow. Well, we're going to come back in just a moment and hear more, because we're going to find that there's a very anointed place called Perkins Restaurant that he went to every day and turned it into church.
Deep calls unto deep. Attend an extreme prophetic event in your area.
I don't know about you, but I always want to go deeper into God. My heart longs for the deeper things of the Spirit, and so we have designed a conference to fulfill the needs of those who hunger and thirst for righteousness like me. It's called Deep Calls to Deep, and it's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona, April 12th to the 15th, and we've got Mal Tari, who's the author of Like a Mighty Rushing Wind. He was a revivalist in the Indonesian revival. In fact, when I first got saved, I read that book, and it just transformed my life. It was amazing, walking on water, turning water into wine. These types of miracles are still happening today. Along with Mal Tari, we're going to have Charlie Robinson and Prophet Len Zodeman and myself, and our whole Extreme team will be there. Steve Swanson will be leading worship. We are going to have an amazing time. We're expecting great impartation to go into the deeper things of God. Why don't you join us?
Register online at extremeprophetic.com or call 866-980-5464 today.
We're back with Faisal Malik from Covenant of Life Ministries, and we're excited to have you here. And you're also one of our itinerant ministers, so if people wanted to have you in their churches, they can just go online and get your information and get you in there. I love you, Faisal.
You know, Patricia, I just want to say something, that Sabina and I really honor you and Ron, because you folks are real carriers of his substance. You're real. You're the real thing. And you're forerunners, and you're radical forerunners that are causing the blue flame of the Lord to shine bright in the earth. You're bringing revelation and wisdom back.
Wow.
You know, you're carriers of his substance, and in the midst of opposition, in the midst of persecution even, you're willing to carry. And you know, persecution comes because of the word's sake, affliction and persecution. You're carrying a word, revelation within your heart. It's in the womb of your spirit, and you're giving birth to it in this time. And I want to say that we want to honor you.
Wow.
We want to honor
Thank
Ron,
you.
For you have walked in that path with God.
Thank you so much. No. Well, Faisal, there's a place called Perkins Restaurant. Yeah. It's by the Toronto Airport Christian Fellowship Church. I've actually been there when I've been out in Toronto, and we hang out there because it's open late at night. And so we've hung out there and had coffee there and seen the glory fall in that place. But before you know, that was ever opened up in that way, you used to hang out as a brand new believer in Perkins Restaurant, and it actually became like a church to you in a way without you knowing
what was going on. I didn't know it was church. All I knew was that people needed to come to Jesus. And when I found out Jesus is the Son of God, I said, I know people need to know this. And I didn't know how they could come in contact with it except one thing, and that was I had an encounter and God showed up. And when God showed up, it was over for me. It was finished. I tasted substance and structure was gone. So when I would meet people in business or in the marketplace, we'd say, let's go have a coffee. And lo and behold, they'd ask me a question that would lead to the concept of Jesus.
And so you're in business and you just connect with people and say, let's go for a coffee.
Yeah.
Off to
and
Perkins they go.
Go to Perkins. And Perkins, I like Perkins because it was 24 hours.
Yeah.
I usually be there till 2, 3 in the morning. We used to call my car the Save Mobile.
And, the Save Mobile.
And we had, and so when I would lead someone to the Lord, I'd bring him with me next time. And so they'd be sitting next to me, and I was supposed to be training them how to do this, even though I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, that's so fun.
But it was so innocent. See, in the innocence of it all, I was depending on the Holy Spirit. I didn't even know what I was doing. And so I'll share a story with you.
Okay.
This one Muslim called me, and he said, I have 20 questions that no Christian can answer. But if you answer these questions, I will consider your Jesus. I said, okay, good deal.
And you're a brand new Christian.
I'm fairly brand new Christian here, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll give it a shot because I know heaven will back me for this. It's about this person's soul. And so we show up at the restaurant, we meet at this booth, and every single booth, Patricia, someone has come to Jesus in that restaurant, every single booth. And so we're sitting in this one particular booth I like to sit in a lot by the back of the kitchen of the restaurant. And he comes in and he starts with his first question. Just before he finishes his question, I realize I do not know the answer. So I think to myself, how am I going to answer this? And suddenly, Patricia, this answer came to me, and I said it to him. And I thought to myself, that's a real good answer. I better write it down. Now, I wasn't sure how this was happening. I had a witness in my spirit that the answer was true. But to be honest with you, with your mind, I wasn't even sure at this point. But in my spirit, I knew, which I didn't know at that time.
The academic part of you didn't understand it, but your spirit witnessed with it.
That's right. And I didn't know the word witness at the time, but the Holy Spirit witnessed with my spirit. It's true. And so I gave the answer. Then he asked the second question. Same thing happened. This answer came to me from the river of God. I gave it to him, and I thought, I better write it down. And the third question, fourth question, when we got to the 15th question, the tangible presence of God came right into the booth. And the minute it was so tangible, I said, that's it. I said, you're finished. I said, it's over. I said, God's here. It's finished.
This is what you said to
That's what I said.
Now,
finished. It's pretty innocent because I just didn't know anything else.
Yeah.
I knew two things.
As soon as
he comes, it's over. Because that's what happened to me. I had an encounter with him. It was over. I said, it's over. I said, the Spirit of God is grabbing you from your belly and he's rising up to your throat. I didn't even know what I was saying to him.
And, I love this.
And then he says, then he starts to weep. And while he's weeping, he can't compose himself. He can't speak now. He can't ask those questions. He's trying. And then he runs to the bathroom between the 15th and the 16th question two times to compose himself.
Wow.
And now at the 16th question, Patricia, his questions went from his head to his heart. And I loved it. I just loved that when people ask from the depth of their being. You know? It wasn't about
stifling. The first ones, he might have been trying to snag you and prove that Jesus is not Lord.
Yes.
But now he's been captured.
Because he thought he could use the confines of structure.
Right.
But that moment, substance came down. When he tasted substance, his structure fell apart. He didn't know what to ask anymore. His plan was over. And now he said, then he began to ask sincere questions. Then he came to the 20th question, Patricia, and usually around this time I know they're ready. And he said, how do I know what you're saying is the truth?
Wow.
And I said, because your spirit, your heart, is drawn to the truth, and truth is a person, and his name is Jesus. And you see a spirit that's been regenerated and free, and you see Jesus Christ that lives on the inside of me. And then I said to myself, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
And then he said, how do I make this Jesus my Lord?
Wow.
So I took him with my young
to the save mobile
with the other gentleman. We prayed with him in the car.
Wow.
His presence was in the car. This man got healed of asthma. We didn't even know that.
Wow.
He got healed by accident. So he got healed of asthma. He calls me the next morning and he says, all my life I've never slept. He goes, my body may rest, but my mind is always awake, and I've never slept. He goes, and I've had this peace that I've never had before. He goes, what is this peace? And I said, this is Jesus.
Wow.
And Patricia, that was the reality. This happened every single day. That's all I knew.
You know, we get so nervous. Oh, what am I going to say? How am I going to say it? But it's just like, let's just abandon ourselves to Him. Let's just abandon ourselves to the Spirit of God, and He will come and fill us, and He will enable us, and He will give us everything that we need. I think that we worry too much about what we're going to say, how we're going to say it, what we're going to do, where we're going to do it, and it brings us into the structure rather than just being like free children who just share from the heart.
Yeah, and it's amazing how, Patricia, like even, you know, I've in many ways I've had a hard time. After tasting substance, the substance that I experienced in God when I first met Him, I have strived in the midst of church to keep that substance. In other words, church has been good.
Yeah.
But the level of what I experienced in Him, I couldn't quite find it all the time. But I learned to honor authority, learned to understand, you know, how you can find divine order in the midst of structure, find the way of God and how God works. And I was able to walk in that. But in all honesty, after I got more churchianized, I noticed my salvation count started going down.
Right.
And till the Father came to me and said, what are you doing? You're laying in a tomb of structure. Now, we love church. We're part of church. And we believe in, we oversee churches.
Absolutely.
We're involved in that.
Yes.
So I want to be very careful that people understand. I love church. But what I'm saying is that it's not supposed to be temporary substance and permanent structure. It's supposed to be temporary structure and eternal substance all the time, right? And so I began to notice that the salvation count started to go down till I had to realize I need to come out of the coffin of structure.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the coffin of structure, I cannot give the life the way I used to. And then the Father said, I need to raise you up from the coffin of structure and bring you back to into the greater dimensions. He goes, but the good news is while you were in the midst of structure, through divine order, I stretched your capacity to withstand more of my glory.
Wow.
That you can go forth and carry more than you used to before.
And so you see,
it is a struggle. And Patricia, I really believe people struggle. And if we were to be straightforward right here, there's people struggling and they are frustrated and they're innocent and they want answers. But the answer is while you're in the midst of structure, go after substance.
Amen. And, you know, that's crying out for personal revival, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. You know, can I just encourage you right now, is that no matter where you are, no matter how dry you feel, you might think, oh my gosh, he's telling my story. I feel exactly like that. I was once really excited about God and it was all flowing, and now I feel so confined, so dry, not leading anyone to the Lord, just going through the routines. That can break. It can break today. It can break right this very moment. And so in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for my friends that are so hungry, that are so thirsty for more of you. Holy Spirit, come upon them now and break them out of the confines of that structure that they're in. Whatever that is, it might just be invisible mindsets, Lord, that are holding them back. But whatever their structure is, break them free from it. And you know, I also see that someone's watching this program right now, and you actually are a Muslim. You're watching this program and you've been a little bit agitated, and yet there's something grabbing hold of your heart. You're saying, oh, if only I could have that. Could that possibly be true? In fact, you've been taking notes and following Christians around to take notes so that you could convert them. You're trying to figure us out so that you can convert us. But the Lord says it's not going to be a conversion of anyone that comes from the head into a system, but there is going to be a conversion. It's going to come to you by the substance of the presence of God Almighty. Glory to God. Yeah, that's you. You know, you might be all rattled over it, but you just mark my words, it's going to happen. You know, God's love, the power of his love is true kingdom substance. Yeah. So may each and every one of you be blessed with that. Thanks so much, Fassel. This is amazing.
Thank you.
Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
Absolutely hate religious spirits and what they do to people. And you know, a lot of times we can get trapped in them without even knowing that we are. I've been there myself. And so I have a teaching that I want to present to you that will really help. It's called Crushing Religious Strongholds and Other Mindsets. I want to offer this to you. It'll help you identify not only what a religious spirit is, how it affects your life, but how to get free from it and how to help other people get free. I'm going to come back and pray for you in just a moment.
This month, Patricia would like to gift you with her soaking CD, Ultimate Passion. With every purchase of her CD teaching set, Crushing Religious Strongholds and Other Mindsets. Order today. Call 1-866-980-5464 or order online at extremeprophetic.com. Special order number XP312.
I just want to have a word of prayer with you right now, because you might be thinking, you know, I just feel so structured that there's no life left in me. I just feel like my mind is so full of fear and pressure. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray a dusting off for your people right now, that they'll come into newfound freedom in you, free from structure and into the substance of your love. Why don't you go to the call center or go online and order Crushing Religious Strongholds and Other Mindsets.
Destiny Words are prophetic words of encouragement from the heart of God just for you.
There are a number of you who have been watching this program, and I can actually hear your thoughts and I can hear your crying. You're saying, that's me, that's me. I want to have that substance. I want to go back to substance and only substance. And the Holy Spirit is going to give you wisdom. He's going to give you great wisdom in how to lay hold of this. But the Lord says that he's going to come upon you with a stirring of your heart, that as you cry out to him, that need is going to be fulfilled. That longing is going to be fulfilled. There's someone saying, I can't stand it any longer. I can't stand it. And you're just ready to just kind of throw in the towel. The Lord says, don't throw in the towel, because the substance of his presence is with you right now. Just acknowledge him, and you're actually going to start to feel it right this moment.
You know, I just want to pray for many of you that are in that position that Patricia just described. I just want to release the substance of heaven to go into the container that you're confined in. See, before you come out of the tomb, you must come alive in the tomb first. A lot of times you're saying, Lord, change my circumstances, take me out of the tomb. But you must come alive in the tomb, just like Lazarus came alive in the tomb, then he came forth. You need to come alive where you are. And the fact that you're frustrated is evidence you're still living and breathing. So in the name of Jesus, I speak that you would, life would come to you, that substance would awaken you and cause you to rise up from the ashes in the place of confinement, and the tomb would, you'd come out of your tomb into a place of expression for Jesus.
There's someone watching the program, and you actually got saved in the Jesus People movement, and you were radical. You had been brought out of a lot of different stuff, and you became one of the most radical Christians. You led so many people to the Lord, and you identified with what Fassel was saying, and just even like in parks or in restaurants or whatever, wherever you were, you led people to the Lord. But there's been some things that have happened since that time, and there's been some ups and downs in your life, and you kind of even fell away for a while. But now the Lord is drawing you back, and he says you can have that and more. There's been a remorse in you because of some of the things that have happened, and you're saying, can I ever have that back? And the Lord says you can have it back. There is a new wave coming. I prophesy there's a new wave coming where substance is returning to the church.
There's a man here, you're watching, and you have a call of God on your life. You know you're gifted, you know you're anointed, but you're struggling in the midst of structure in your current structured environment in church. Now, part of you wants to just rebel and walk away and run, but I want to encourage you, my brother, that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to lay hold of the way of God in the midst of the place you are. Begin to understand that God has a way to promote you. Now, here's your answer. Allow the rivers of living water to flow forth from your innermost being. One of those rivers is the ministry of reconciliation. If you allow expression to that ministry and lead people to the Lord and begin to see people come to Christ, the same place from your spirit will come forth the river of your destiny and your call. So yield to that, and the fountain of living water will cause you to flow even in the midst of structure, and structure will no longer confine you because substance will precede the structure.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
Thank you so much for joining us on today's program. And I want to give a special thanks to those of you who have so faithfully, after you watch a program, go online or to our call center and donate to help with the production of this program and the airing of it, and as well as that, all of our other outreaches also. We want to thank you as a team because we couldn't do it without you. So may the Lord bless you especially this week for your faithfulness. Now here's a special destiny word for each and every one of you. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. We'll see you next time, okay?
I want to encourage you to be able to taste of substance even while you're in the midst of structure. Find the divine order, the way of God, to bring you out of a confined structure into a place where you begin to taste and drink of his new wine and partake and marinate in the substance of heaven. When I tasted his substance, it forever changed my life, and I've not been able to live without his substance all the days of my life.